Well, hello, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton. You know, the last couple of weeks, we had a good friend of mine, guy Jason Barber, on with us. Jason was talking about catching white bass and other species using a technique called dead sticking. Well, Jason's got a secret way of catching catfish that works, and cormorants, a lot of us call them water turkeys, play a big part. Jason, thank you for being with us again, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me, Luke.
You know what? I think I hit the nail on the head. It's really not a secret. A lot of people have caught on to it, but water turkeys, or cormorants, the official name, help folks catch a lot of catfish. I know you pull some big old blue catfish out under these roosts, don't you?
I do, Luke, and it's kind of like that dead sticking. You know, it started off a secret, and it just gets out, and everybody starts enjoying it. But, you know, hey, the more the merrier. But you do catch some really nice blue cats doing that, and, you know, you don't know if you're going to get a 2-pounder or a 20-pounder when you set the hook on those. But what you have on a lot of lakes is you'll have some flooded old dead timber, you know, and those cormorants, they're going to find some of that to roost on. And most of the big standing timber on our lake's broken off now, but you do still have a few with arms on it. But some of the bigger stumps and anything with a limb hanging off of it, you can usually see they'll be painted white from the bird droppings. But we've even went as far as to nail some wooden laths up on some of them and give them a little perch, you know, to sit on.
You bet.
But what happens, you know, those cormorants, all they do is dive and eat shad, you know, and other fish, and they're relentless. And every day they're going out and making their haul, and when they come back to that roost, you know, naturally they're going to put the droppings right back under it, and those catfish have caught onto that. Just like we've caught onto this pattern, but they sit there for the easy meal. And the best way that I've found to catch them is just, you know, a 7, 7.5 foot heavy flipping stick like you'd use to pitch for largemouth bass. You spool that up with some good 50 to 80 pound braided line and a good beefy hook, anything, you know, 4 to 8-aught, something pretty good size, and either a good piece of cut rough fish like a carp or a drum will work. You do lose your bait with that sometimes. So we have adopted the old chicken gizzard, and it will stay on the hook, you know, and that's the reason for using that. You just hook it one time through that white connective tissue, and then you have those lobes of meat on there that kind of give you the weight to pitch. But basically, you know, if you got a good trolling motor type boat, being quiet's a big key on that. And we'll usually just troll in and around those bigger roosting trees. And you don't want any weight other than the weight of that chicken gizzard or piece of cut bait. And you pitch that in under, you know, those leaning limbs and anything painted white and bigger stumps where you see birds hanging around. And your bite is usually going to occur within the first 2 to 5 seconds after that hits the water. And you got to be a line watcher and just kind of count it down, you know, 5 or 10 seconds and pull it out of there and put it back in again.
I tell you, it's a very exciting and a very effective way to catch those big blues. What that's doing, I'm sure, if a catfish could think, Jason, he's thinking, I hear that splat, it's dinner time, right?
When
that bait hits the water.
Yeah, there ain't no doubt about it. When you start pulling up on trees that have birds in them, and this usually happens from 100 or 2 yards away, you know, depending on how fast you come in there. But before those birds take off, you see them drop the load, you know, and you can kind of see what's going on there. I have seen on other lakes, not so much on my lake, but like Tawakoni and Lake Fork, I've seen catfish whiskers on top of the water before I ever got to the tree. You know, they're really searching for it. So they're in there and they're ready and they're high up in the water column. If you got 2 good marksmen on the rod and reel, you know, you're going to have to be a pretty good shot at pitching that in there, but you can kind of both get in there at the same time immediately when you first approach the tree, and a lot of times you'll both get bit, but it's kind of like catching those catfish out of a feeding ring. They're pretty keen to when a couple of them get jerked out of there, they all, hi, Yossi, you know, they move on and just go on to another tree, you know.
You bet. Well, when one of those big blues, say a 20, 40, 50-pounder, whatever, rolls on that surface when that bait hits, that'll get your attention for sure.
You better turn him away.
You bet. Folks, on the website, you can go there, and it's Jason is linked right in. You can check him out right there. Thank you, Jason. And, folks, make sure and tune in next week. We're going to learn some more fishing tips from Jason. High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, BigGame.org, Texas Motor Cars, a new way to shop for your next car or truck, Sniper Hog Lights, lights for your bow, rifle, or crossbow, Margaret Holmes, seasoned canned goods that taste just like homemade, New Fletch Archery. With New Fletch, you'll never have to fletch arrows again, and Shock Strap, a new way to secure loads without using ratchets.